As you're thinking about all the different ways to categorize strengths, think about the different methods that you can use. Your readings and your handouts give a whole lot of different ones. One way is a strength-based interview, or what people sometimes call a strengths chat. We'll focus on specific questions that you can ask to try to get at this. I try to provide you as much detail as possible and ways in which you can elicit this information. When we talk about questionnaires, you can also use an actual questionnaire in an interview format. But if you don't want to do that, and you want to keep it more open-ended, this is a way that you can do that. One is to get them to tell their story and to talk about dreams, fears, and pressing issues. One of the things is the miracle question that many of you have heard. If you went to sleep tonight and a miracle occurred while you were asleep, for instance, the miracle to take away whatever the problem is, what would it look like? For example, you're working with a family with an adolescent who has a substance abuse problem. If a miracle occurred and your son or daughter was no longer using substances and you woke up in the morning, how would you know that that miracle occurred? What would it look like? This dreaming and thinking through what it would look like is really important. For many families and youth, especially with serious challenges, they've lost their ability to dream. You may need them to get to a kind of vision to think about what that would look like. What would these things be? And then begin to talk about if any of those things are present. Look in the past. What was going on when things were better for the child and family? Those are ways that you can get at some of these.